Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
There really is no more important day, is there? Welcome to Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers. You are tuned into SEN 1170 AM in Sydney. Perhaps you're listening on the app anywhere on the network around the country, indeed overseas. It is great to have your company. What is, we can say a public holiday, but far more important than that, as we acknowledge servicemen and women, their contribution, in many cases the ultimate sacrifice, but those that are still serving for the life and the beautiful life that we live in this country, and indeed our listeners across the ditch and those that contributed to the war efforts across the Pacific, in Papua New Guinea. This is a day where, outside of the dawn service, it must be said, and AFL does the same, and what rugby league does in promoting the legacy, making sure, like I just think over the weekend, that if there are children that ask dad, mum, granddad, grandma, uncle, what's this all about, or, you know, a little bit of explanation for why we're doing this, then sport, and rugby league in this case, over the next 4 days has certainly done its job. Matt Russell, my co-host, Greg Alexander, is working today for Fox League, but then will be bound for Japan, and it's a pretty exciting time for the Alexander household. But Matty Russell, Anzac Day, and rugby league, I think rugby league plays a big role. It's far more than sport today, far more than sport.
Good morning, Andrew. You have set the tone for the show magnificently. You're right. It is our most special, sacred, significant day. To our service men and women, past and present, I extend what you say off the top. We say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And you're right. We're lucky that rugby league gets to share this special day with three games today. We're lucky that so many sports get to share this special time. And, yeah, the country's character, our culture, the nation's ethos, if you like, is built in so many respects on the back of the Anzacs and the many servicemen and women who have gone since then. So, look, it's a day where it's a privilege to be broadcasting because I believe it is our number one day.
Yeah, no, privilege is right. It's not lost on the broadcasters. Let me tell you that, you know, like we get a schedule just to pull back the curtains on how things work. I mean, we get a commentary schedule. You don't say, I'd like to do this game or whatever. So it's a bit like team selection, isn't it, when the commentary roster comes out, but comes out weeks in advance. And you know, I get a kick, you know, when I see that I'm doing Dragons Roosters. And seriously, just thinking about it now makes the hairs on the back of my neck stand up because it is such a special occasion. And I do say, I stand by this creed of Anzac Day. It is the day where the silence of the crowd is far more powerful than the roar of the crowd. It is the silence that is more powerful. And the ceremonies are so beautifully observed. And AFL kicked it off last night, and it'll be right across the round. We used to debate, oh, no, you're doing it outside Anzac Day? Like, it should only be Anzac Day? I say no. I say no. I think the Rugby League has got it right. And the ceremonies before every game, right over the weekend, right up to the last match on Sunday, I think it is the right thing. And, you know, I do think Rugby League is serving a big part on that. I think, Matty, today, I know we're a sports program, but we've been promoting Ancestry.com here, and Brandy rang through some of the war history. I think today's a great opportunity for anyone who wants to tell us a story about what they've uncovered of their family or known or something that's come to light recently. If you've got links to servicemen and women from the past, if you'd like to tell the story of your relatives, of your ancestors, please do on the Great Southern Bank Open line, 1300 01 1170 or via the text.
I'll go first, Andrew. I've got one, a man I'm very proud of, and I'll try not to choke up as I say this. Clifford Stanley Russell, my grandfather. He had my father in 1942, didn't see his newborn son for about 3 years as he served in the Second World War. He ended up as a chef in Darwin. Chefs being too kind, he was a cook in the army in Darwin. And at the same time, he's got a wife and a newborn at home that he can't see. His father was ill, and together they ran the White Rose Confectionery Outlet at Earlwood/Campsie, Western Sydney. So the business was faltering because his dad was ill. He had a wife and newborn that he couldn't see. And when he emerged from the war, he was gaunt thin. It had taken such a strain on him. When you look at those photos, it wasn't because he was serving Australia in the top end. It was because there were so many family stresses outside what he had to do at the time. And I actually looked at some of the requests for compassionate leave to be able to help his father, help the business, get home to a baby, but that was repeatedly denied until ultimately, after a few years, he got the green light. But yeah, reading those documents, seeing the photos and patching together family stories, there's just one of millions of stories that Australians will have regarding someone in their family.
Yeah, well, if you'd like to tell the story, this is certainly a platform to do it this morning. The Edgewater Homes text line is 0457 736 736. It may be just to acknowledge and remember someone from your family. But if you'd like to tell the story on air and you've got time, give us a call on the Great Southern Bank open line, 1300 01 1170. Look, we do get a very sad story now, shock story from yesterday. I think we're all rocked by it. Can't believe it. He hadn't had a lot of profile lately. Terry Hill, we speak of, passing away at age 52, a heart attack, we're told, in the Philippines. But Terry Hill, you know, you use the expression larger than life. That's what he was in his heyday and post-football with things like the Footy Show, the clips that are running around. Terry Hill was, yeah, you can say, one of a kind, Matty. A very unique character.
Absolutely. Some of our listeners will know him purely through the Footy Show and the Lowe's commercials and him being a larger-than-life character post-footy. But as you have sad cause to go back and look at his career yesterday, it was some career, Andrew. 14 years in first grade, 246 games and 89 tries predominantly as a centre. It's a nice scoring clip. 14 Origins, 9 internationals. That is a serious career. He might have hammed it up in retirement, but boy, on the field, that is some performance from Terry Hill.
and what has to be said, and it is said with great respect, possibly the best sledger of all time. Like, the tales of sledging are quite... I feel obliged to pass on one, because Benji Marshall has always told it so well. From Benji Marshall's debut game in 2003. So he's still at school. You know, Benji's not going to talk it up. He's out there, you know, just trying to do his best. But he had that prodigious step. And Benji Marshall comes into a side with a veteran, Terry Hill, in the team. So Benji's just out there doing his best. But he's up against the Newcastle Knights. And there's some hard heads in the Newcastle Knights. One of them is Ben Kennedy. Ben Kennedy would be on the dais for one of the best competitors rugby league's ever had. So he pretty serious, didn't smile much out on the field. So anyway, Benji Marshall, you know, first run, first big moment of Marshall's career, left footstep, gets to Ben Kennedy, leaves him in his wake, you know, clutching at thin air. Benji Marshall, great run, and then tackled. Like, the whole run only goes for 20 metres, but in that moment, Terry Hill steps up to the plate, gets in Ben Kennedy's grill and says, "You just been stepped by a schoolboy. How you're hopeless. You've been stepped by a schoolboy." And Ben Kennedy's there, you know, smoke starting to come out of his ears. Benji Marshall's going, What are you doing? What are you having a crack at him for? Anyway, Benji Marshall tells the story. The next time he got the ball, I don't know how to put it without swearing, but Ben Kennedy smashed the living, you know what, out of him. Smashed him. Benji Marshall thought he'd been hit by a truck. He'd never been, all because Terry Hill felt a blow. You better step by a schoolboy. He riled Ben Kennedy so much up with a sledge that Benji Marshall then became the victim and got hammered like he'd never felt before. There's also stories, Paul Langmack tells the yarn, that Terry Hill had a scrum and they'd be on opposing teams. And Terry Hill would be standing there where it all goes quiet as a scrum pack stand. He'd scream out, "Hey, Langage, you're right. Andrew Willis, you're 5'8", can't play." Like, he did. Andrew Willis would be there going, "Yes. What? You say I can't play?" Like, he'd get under the skin. And they reckon it was relentless. It could go for 80 minutes. 80 minutes of sledging. We acknowledge the best sledger the game's ever known today.
The Daily Telegraph online and obviously out this morning, Dean Ritchie details some of those stories. Also, another one that caught my attention was Terry Hill giving it to Clinton Torpy for 80 minutes, to the extent where Clinton finished on the sideline and Manly won the game. But as I'm reading these stories yesterday, I'm thinking about the endurance that is required to play 80 minutes of first grade rugby league, right? And the mental struggle you must go through to do what your coach wants to do, to maintain some sort of regular breathing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Talking for the 80 minutes would be a fair way down my list. But Terry Hill did it game in, game. It was almost like it fueled him rather than drained him to just go the yap for the 80 minutes.
It was part of it. And you'll remember that image, nose to nose with Gordon Tallis. You know, because Terry Hill could back up the talk. That's the thing. Because Terry Hill was tough. He played it tough. He played aggressive. He didn't back down from a fight. He wasn't third man in. He didn't come running in and go running out. I mean, he was up for the scrap. So he had his faults. Let's not gild the lily here. Terry Hill had his faults and did wrong during his life, made mistakes and that. But if we isolate the football, he was a bloody good player, achieved plenty, but also in a most unusual way. He had that extra components to him, and the sense of humour always travelled, and many was welcome anywhere. So people felt they could, the Dapto Dogs at the footy show, for instance, is Exhibit A. Terry Hill was made for the Dapto Dogs in a gold lame jacket.
The gold jacket with Nads running around later, stuffed and on set there on the footy show. But very quickly, Andrew, a question to you, and it's the reach of Terry Hill through all those jumpers he wore, all that he gave to the game. If it's not for Terry Hill, do we have a draft in the NRL today?
Well,
does the draft survive that early 90s challenge? When he was at the Roosters, wanted to play for the Magpies, challenged, it won, and the draft's not been spotted again off Nobby. So do we have a draft today if it wasn't for Terry Hill?
Well, that was just one part of the Terry Hill story. Now, also in sport today, three matches in the NRL and sellouts. We're talking a huge occasion for the Warriors in their match against the Titans today. The Dragons Roosters at Allianz is just enormous. 42,000 plus crowd. And then we brush home tonight. And Melbourne do the Anzac ceremony as good as anyone with the lights out at Amy Park. The Storm playing the Rabbitohs tonight. The AFL kicked off last night. So Jared Waitley explained yesterday that, you know, that's where the Anzac ceremonies come in, to the point where he had Brandy and I, Matt, convinced that the NRL should probably do the same where it fits, because Anzac Day isn't always Thursday. It could be a Tuesday, you know, and maybe Monday night wouldn't work. But when there's a Thursday night game, can you not have the Wednesday night and have a ceremony the night before that leads then into the dawn services and what have you? So it's worked very well in the AFL since 2015. And last night, and have averaged over 50,000 fans at that game, knowing that the next day is also a public holiday.
I think it'd be last huge. It'd be huge.
Yeah, Melbourne. Well, that's right. It could be as big as Dragons Roosters if you start a tradition of the night before Anzac Day. Melbourne last night winning 13-7-85 to Richmond 5-12-42. So we'll have to lock in our tips today. Brandy neglected to give his tips yesterday, so we're going to have to get him on the line from the airport or wherever he is. Well, why would he be at the airport today if he's working at Fox League? Anyway, we'll try and work something out.
He's sipping sake in the Clive Churchill studio in preparation for his trip to Japan to watch his son play rugby over there. Look, I will say that I've heard it reported, Vossi, in multiple areas that it's the Warriors' first game in Auckland on Anzac Day. Well, they actually played there in 2015, marking 100 years of the landing at Anzac Cove. We actually had five games that day. And I remember I called that game at Mount Smart Stadium, as it was known then, Kane Elgee, two tries, three try assists, and the Titans beat the Warriors. But I tell that story just to underline the fact the Warriors have played a game in New Zealand on Anzac Day, but today will be the biggest by far. They've got a huge pre-game planned, and if you're near a television, well, actually make sure you are near a television to watch Fox League from 1:30 p.m. today, because I think the scenes at Mount Smart will be awesome before we get to the SCG and later Amy Park.
And briefly, we've got a tribute to Terry Hill to play. We'll do that going to our first break. But other sport this morning, we'll keep you abreast of EPL. Four matches being played. We've had Nikita Zhu win last night. And Thursday is a very special day. It's been a very popular day on the program because it is Throwback Thursday. And today's Throwback Thursday guest is Mark Coyne, a former teammate at a representative level of Terry Hill. But we'll talk more about the life and times of Mark Coyne. And yes, we will have to touch on the miracle try from 1994. But the great Mark Coyne will be a Throwback Thursday guest. So, Matt, let's get into the show. For many of you, you aren't working today, but if you feel like having a chat, let's do it right here, whether it's sport, whether it's talking about servicemen or women from your family. Give us a call, Great Southern Bank open line 1300 01 1170. But yesterday, the very sad passing of Terry Hill at age 52. Here's our tribute.
Giving directions from dummy half. McGahn cutting a man out. Hill, the try scorer, beats one, and Hill, he scored the first. Now he draws in the defence. They get their second.
Amano. Oh, he's got another great pass away. Danny Moore was there to support and almost got away. He did with the pass. Kosev inside the Menzies. Menzies up to the 30. Picks up Hasler. Hasler, he looks for Ridge. He finds Ridge. They find Hill. Hill, Hill, he's over. Oh, what a sensational try. Amano, he started it. And Terry Hill, he finished it. Great stuff.
Carroll, 45 away from the Bears' line. Then to Kosev, on the Lions, around the back of Menzies and Tuvey. That's opened them up. Ridge is there. Inside for Terry Hill. Shot the bottom gate. He'll run out of it. Terry Hill. He scores a try, little Tezza. He'll love it. 22-2.
Fletcher, able to stand them off low. Kosev to Johns. Johns away. Then taken by Terry Hill. And Hill is put down just on his own side of halfway. Terry Hill and Gordon Tallis having a bit of a dust-up as they go in field. Fittler and Johns combining before finding Girdler. Darren Smith comes out of the deep and puts him away. And the scuffle continues to be broken up by Laurie Daly.
Goofy. Terry Hill. Terry Hill. He's down the right of the ground. They're not going to get him. And he's over. Terry Hill's over in the corner.